Big change for Stuart. Stuart, book two. Written and read by Lissa Evans. Stuart Horton sat at the kitchen table and looked at the front page of the crummy little newspaper he'd just been given. Then, with a feeling of foreboding, he began to read. The Beach Road Guardian. Exclusive. Beach Road resident, Stuart Horton, aged 10 but looks younger, discovers his lost great-uncle's hidden magician's workshop under the bandstand in Beaton Park. Stuart Horton, 10 but looks younger, moved to Beaton at the start of the summer holidays less than a month ago, but already claims to have made a huge discovery. His great-uncle, Tony Horton, known as Teeny Tiny Tony Horton because he was very short, was a famous stage magician who disappeared in 1944, leaving the whereabouts of his workshop unknown. It turns out that it is in a huge underground room beneath the bandstand in Beaton Park. This was revealed during last week's Beaton Festival Children's Talent Contest, when the floor of the bandstand gave way while a group of ballet students was performing. Stuart admits that the collapse of the floor was his fault because he turned an underground wheel by accident. Stuart claims that he worked out where the workshop was by following clues, though he refuses to tell the Beach Road Guardian what those clues were. He also claims ownership of the contents of the workshop, which consist of various tools and workbenches and a selection of magic tricks used in his great-uncle's stage act. They are definitely mine, claims Stuart. My great-uncle left them to me. When asked if he could prove this in any way, he thought for a bit and then admitted he couldn't. Beaton Museum has agreed to give a temporary home to the contents of the workshop. The curator, Rod Felton, said, "This is an exciting discovery for Beaton, though not quite as exciting as if it had been some kind of Roman weapon like a ballista." Stuart, 10, but looks younger, claims that